Say begin your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. We hope you're having a great summer, a lovely August.
Can you believe it?
I know.
No.
That it's already August?
Yeah. It's like, it's Christmas.
No, I hate that people turn August into Halloween already.
Sorry, Hanukkah.
Harley does.
I know. I'm just like.
People do get so angry about that.
Because it's still the summer.
I think there's like a fun way of looking forward to the next season while you're in a season.
I think like September is acceptable.
Yeah, September
August
feels.
August is it's like the peak of summer.
It's so hot out.
It's the hottest month in LA. And like, I feel like pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
Like August, when I was in high school, I would just remember being like, oh my God, I can't believe we have to go back and it's so hot. Like my high school, when I first went, didn't have air conditioning.
I loved schools like that because that would mean we'd also get school off if it got too hot. Because if it was like an Omaha public school,
they would just
one of those, they'd have
fans.
To cancel all of them. So thank you for going to a school with no AC.
That's ridiculous.
That's crazy though, actually.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how many schools that are public schools funded by the government that do not have AC.
Yeah. Plus I would also like, that's when I would go back to doing sports and it was a nightmare.
Especially in the Northeast too. The humidity is like
rough.
Kids in Texas die out in the heat.
Yeah,
like there's always like a kid every year who dies because their gym teacher's making them do too many laps out in the heat and they just
like literally this is not a joke. Like passing away.
Yeah, passing away.
That's insane.
Yeah, they've had to like crack down on it a lot.
I think meant dying like a dog panting.
No,
but you're
they die,
so it's not funny.
Yeah, I think that like I'm fine with if we are like mid September and you're starting to like put out Halloween
mid's a little
stuff.
Late. Well, mid's a little later.
I'm fine with that.
Mid Sep.
You got like 2 months. At
no,
that point.
That's a month. That's a month and a half.
I still like to have a summer-ween state of mind.
You're still in it.
Like, you know, I like the spookiness of the summer. Like Stranger Things. You're out like riding bikes. There's a serial killer on
when
the loose.
Was last time you did that?
A summer camp. I don't know. Like I like to watch scary movies during the summer. I think I'm always like chasing a Halloween summer high.
Halloween summer.
I hate it. I hate it.
I'm with you.
Summer is such a special time.
I'm with her.
I stand with Aaron.
Summer is just such a special time and it's here for such a brief moment. Why are we squashing it and like going into the live in the moment?
He's an influencer, Mike. He doesn't understand the working 9 to 5.
I'm not saying let's get
break.
Pumpkin spice lattes and start burning candles.
Aaron's like, that could come
that's the
August.
One thing I do accept. I think it's like August 25th.
Can they we start scary movies then? I feel like we should be able to start watching scary movies when the pumpkin spice latte comes out. I think that's fair.
Start
I'll
them now.
It. No, like, I'll allow
I
know.
I don't want to see that orange owala until next month.
Relax. Yeah,
that's I feel like that's like a pretty summery color.
But Matt is in spooky mode. That's why he's bringing
it
today.
Orange Celsius.
You do
too.
Feel spooky today. You're giving off spooky.
And no, I don't know how you're wearing this shirt. It's so freaking hot out.
Well, Matt famously also never checks the weather, which
that's
I think is
true.
Crazy.
Never do.
I feel like I don't really, like, not on purpose. Like, I'll sometimes I'll check to be like, well, is it hotter or no? But I don't really, like, look at it to be like, what's the week going to be
I
like?
I check the weather if I'm going to a different side of town later in the day.
Like, Venice. So big.
Venice. Usually the west side. Because sometimes.
Like, how much cooler is it?
It's chillier than you expect. And then sometimes you're down there, it ain't chilly at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, that's when I check the weather. But,
We when we said happy birthday, if it's your birthday, someone was like, it is my birthday.
Oh,
it is?
Yeah, so it worked. I was really happy about it. I think it was on Patreon.
Must be nice.
Stop! I wish you a happy birthday. We've clarified this.
Did you
buy a house?
No, we almost did.
Oh.
Did you watch my video? How do you know that?
I think somebody posted something about it. Someone was like gossiping and found the listing. It was like, I think I found Aaron and TJ's new Utah ski lodge.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like looking at it like, damn, okay, this looks cool. When's the next ski trip? I was getting pumped.
No. That's like, when can we come to your new house?
That would be so fun. That was my dream, but there was way too much wrong with it.
Oh.
It was like a steal for Park City and...
There were things that were wrong with the house itself. Like it didn't pass inspection, or you went in going, there's a lot wrong. I can already
tell. No, we put in an offer and put in earnest money before we even saw it in
What's
real life.
Earnest money?
You have to like put down money to be like, we are very interested. Like we are going to go through with this sale. Wow.
Okay. Like we're legit.
It's like a pre down before you put the actual down payment, you put money to like show them that you're getting the process of getting
in
the mortgage
earnest,
and stuff.
E-A-R.
Yeah, like Ernest Goes Christmas.
That's E-R.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then that money that you put down goes towards the down payment eventually.
Okay, so you did that and then...
And then we flew out to see it and we got the inspection report back and like... There was a big issue with the foundation that they said that they fixed, but they couldn't give us the paperwork to prove that it was fixed. So ultimately that was our like...
Oh, red flags.
Yeah.
Are they just like kind of lying, do you think?
We don't know. So it's really tough because the woman who owned it, she had to be removed from the home and like go live somewhere because her like mental cognitive health was declining. So it's also just like a, they're trying to figure out like what she did with everything. So yeah, I don't think they're like intentionally trying to be shady.
Like, I think
they like genuinely don't know where to like look for this stuff.
Do you get that money back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just, so they just sent it back to us and I literally just brought it to the bank this morning.
Now, if you ended up getting the house, does that money then go
to the down payment?
Oh, it goes to the down payment. Yeah. All right. I'm following it.
Yep. So, yeah, we're still looking. I mean, we've been in this process for like years and years. It's just all about finding like the right place.
What part of Utah are you very set on a specific like neighborhood? And
TJ really TJ grew up in Park City. So he really wants to like have roots there. So
and his
like
parents have a place there.
No,
too?
They sold his house in 2017 that he grew up in.
OK.
And they now in the winter. So they live on Cape Cod in the summer.
Nice.
And then in the winter, they rent a condo. So they can ski.
Okay.
So just like living the retiree dream.
But Park City.
No. Oh. It's like an it's like an hour 15 from Park City.
Okay.
They just didn't really like what Park City became. It's kind of like a little LA now. They moved there in the
because of Blackstone.
80s.
Right?
What?
Was it because of Blackstone or something?
Vail.
Oh, Vail.
But yeah, they moved there in the 80s when there was nothing, like built every house they ever had from the ground up, and it's just like really fucking crazy now.
Oh, wow.
Like the house that TJ grew up in, his dad built, and it's literally now worth like over $5 million.
Crazy.
People we know who like own property there still, like even our realtor, she lives there. She's like, if we were to sell our house, we would never be able to afford to live here now.
Yeah, that's a big problem too. Yeah.
So yeah, it's tough because we're like pretty priced out of it otherwise. And the house that we found was like,
wait, I want to see what
perfect.
It looks like. Give me the link.
No, is this like, are you looking for like, is this a place where you
on, like, Reddit?
Vacation for ski time or just vacation in general? Is it like near a lake or
Park
is,
City?
Or yeah, I guess.
I mean, yeah, you could go to the Great Salt Lake. There's Jeremy Ranch, I believe is like the name of a lake or something like that. But yeah, I mean, it's like a great, it's kind of like an investment property for our future. It's like buy now. And it'll pay off later if, like, one day we did want to move there.
Klarna.
So then we would, like, use it as an Airbnb or whatever for the interim. And then we could just, like, go there whenever we want, which would be awesome.
Well, cool. That's exciting. Sorry you didn't get it, but...
It's okay. It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Something's out there.
Yeah.
Whatever's meant for you will not miss you.
Mm. Yeah, did you read that? Get that off a fortune cookie or something?
Yeah, Facebook mom. Hello.
What's up with fortune cookies lately? I feel like I've not got a fucking fortune in a fortune cookie. It's just like
a quote.
It's this compliment to me.
Oh, like well, keep your chin up. Things are gonna go your way.
Or like you exude kindness and people are drawn to it. Thank you. But I want to be told what's coming my way.
That's just
and
like
you know
a
what? It's probably
trait.
Because the Chinese food in LA is bad. So that's why you get a bad fortune.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think there's good Chinese food. What are you talking about?
No,
I will say compared
like
to the East Coast.
New York. Yeah.
Oh. You know what I'm
See,
talking
I'll
about.
Have it to compare to Nebraska.
Well,
but the hot. Okay. I got hooked on hot sour soup when I was little because like anytime someone was sick in my house, we get hot sour soup from a
IV drip.
What's it called? Like Tom Yum.
Oh, Tom Yum soup. That's yum. Thai, but that is fantastic.
That's my dad's favorite thing.
And
ever.
Tom Kha. That's the one with like coconut. But as you were saying, you were injected with.
Injecting. No, we would eat it all the time. And I finally found somewhere that's like here that tastes, that has the best hot and sour soup. And actually, when Nolan and I went to a cabin for Christmas, we got like this cheapy, like literally hole in the wall Chinese place, and it was so good, and they had the best hot sour soup. I was like, what the
fuck? You'll have to import it to LA.
I know.
Yeah, they usually say with like Chinese food places, the places that do have like 3 stars on Yelp are actually like the best ones.
That's what that's like what 3 stars.
Like, because it's like good, classic, true Chinese food, what you're really craving. The higher star ratings are like kind of this new age Chinese stuff that's like not maybe like what you are craving. Yes, it's like a chin chin.
It's I walked in and it felt like I was in like a medical facility. Like it was like white, like the lights were like bright, nothing on the walls. Wow. And I was like, this is going to be some good Chinese food. And it was.
What's everyone's so yours is the soup.
Yeah.
What are you?
Sesame chicken, fried rice. Put that in a bowl, mix it up together. And can some you eat rolls. It?
What do you like from Chinese food places?
There was a kosher Chinese restaurant in New Jersey that the kosher Chinese restaurant. We're going to get it for the weekend. General Cho's chicken always hits. Isn't it T-S-O?
General
Gao.
I say General Tso's.
We're so white.
I think we're just white, yeah.
I always thought it was General Gao's. You're probably right.
Opinion.
Wait, what is that?
Like T-S is like T. Yeah. Like it's like a t- it's like
General Cho's. Never
it's like
that.
General Tso's.
I'm a crab rangoon girl.
Oh, that I don't.
Ooh, really?
See, I respect the crab rangoon, but once again, I haven't even said it. I just don't trust crab.
It's not real. It's imitation.
Fake crab meat. Yeah, it's imitation.
Yeah, I guess so.
You could have that,
just
right?
Like literally cream cheese in fried cream
it's
cheese
so
ball.
Good.
I got to see the crab rangoon come out of the kitchen onto my table. I don't like crab rangoon traveling via a DoorDash.
That's like the old. That's what? The one thing.
I don't know. It's
because like as soon as it's not warm, it's just like ugh.
It's got to be like freshly made. If there's like a 45-minute like delivery time by the time it gets to my door, I don't want it.
Yeah. There's this one place that we get pho from, and they have like crab rangoons, but it's literally just. It's not even imitation crab. It's just I think cream cheese and
yum
fried, and it's amazing. Especially now because I'm freaked out because of my allergy.
Oh yeah. I went to, in Omaha, I went to sushi with like my cousin, and it was so funny because I used to go to this place all the time, and they have something there called the Husker Roll.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like the Nebraska Huskers.
Yeah.
And it's literally like a sushi roll, beef tenderloin, asparagus, and cream cheese with eel sauce. And it is good.
This is like that snickerdoodle salad you talked about. Yeah. Just like, let's just throw everything we have on the plate.
No, it's so good together. Like, it sounds crazy, but when you eat it, you're like, oh, whoa.
Cream
like,
cheese, though, beef. In sushi?
It's the best.
I know.
It's very white, but it's yummy.
I know a lot of people love it with their... get that out of my face. All respect if you like it. That ruins time.
I mean, I'm sure
maybe you just don't like cream cheese.
I don't think cream cheese... I think cheese and fish are not like a let's put them together.
I feel like you probably wouldn't like cream cheese on a bagel either, right?
No, I could do cream cheese on a bagel. I just fucking hate the bagel.
What about like with lox?
Lox? Yeah, I can do that. Well,
caviar?
Caviar.
Cream cheese and caviar?
I like caviar, but I'm not putting cream cheese with it. Like, just cream cheese, just cheese and fish, I don't think are a
cheese
good pairing.
So Gentile of you to be like, not for me.
Yeah.
That's like such
anti-Semitic.
Bagel and lox, cream cheese. Maybe I'll do it. Yeah. I mean, I have done it.
I love cream cheese. I would like spoon feed myself cream cheese.
Can I complain about something?
Please.
Love.
Immediately
complain.
I've been riding my bike a lot. I got a bike. This girl gave me her ex-boyfriend's bike like four years ago.
With his consent?
No.
He's like, babe, where the fuck is my bike?
They broke up. This girl was like living with her boyfriend. I think like he cheated on her or something. It was like a girl I was friends with like a long time ago. Boyfriend moved out and I like went over like to dinner one night. We were hanging out and she's like, do you want a bike? And I was like, huh? And she's like, this is like bad vibes. It was like his bike. He moved to another country. Like he's never going to come back for it. Do you want it? And Adam, when I was living with at the time, he was like, I really want a bike. And I was like, all right, I'm going to bring him a bike. Anyway, I've been riding this bike around town.
How many speeds?
It's like really fucking nice. It's one of those ones where
a mountain bike or like a Sun Cruiser.
It's like where the handlebars are like flat. It's like a racing bike, like a Lance Armstrong one where you're like leaning forward.
Oh, my God.
A cycling
and
bike.
And it's got like clicky like gears.
He's like, it's not Summerween.
Do you have to latch your shoes like
no,
in it?
No, not like that. But it's like,
it's not like the most comfortable. It's really meant for like, I feel like it's like a, whatever.
Did you bike here?
just down the 101.
But it's been good exercise to just like, cause like I try to go on walks, but they're kind of like boring and slow. Anyway, so I've been biking around my neighborhood, just kind of like around, you know, the area. And one of the days I just saw this like little dog in the middle of the street. And I was like, oh, maybe someone's walking off leash. And then I was looking around, nobody in sight. And it's like a little bit of an older dog, a little dog kind of walking slow. So I start following it and it's kind of just like crisscrossing in the middle of the road. And I was like, okay, threw the bike down and like start to approach the dog. He's like not really coming up to me. And then I was like seeing if there's a collar on it. There was. So I was like, it's probably around here somewhere. And then I just kind of followed him for like 5-10 minutes. And then he went to like a house, sniffed around, went to the next house, and then just sat on the doorstep of this one house for like 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, this is probably the house. Knock on the door. Window is open. I hear a TV. Press the ring. Nobody answers. I'm waiting there like another 5 minutes. And I just yell. I was like, is somebody home? Is somebody home? And this woman comes out and she's like, yeah, yeah, I'm coming. I'm coming. And she like looks and I was like, is this your dog? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, he was in the street. And she was like, oh, my God, how did he get out? And I was like, well, I don't know, but I just figured I would bring him back. She's like, oh, well, OK, thank you. And then just like let the dog in and then just close the door. And I was just like,
a tip?
Yeah.
Finder's fee?
What house are we talking?
Really nice.
Okay,
like,
yeah, fucking
in,
asshole.
Like in. Yeah. I don't want to say where exactly it is, but like in my area, like all those nice houses, like in the suburbs. And I was just like,
literally be crying.
I know. I'm like, imagine not knowing your dog was missing.
And she was like, well, how did he get out? And I was like, well, I don't know. And then she just kind of was like, well, thanks so much.
Oh, I let him out, actually.
And then she just like let the dog walk back in and like started talking. She's like, how did you get out? And then closed the door and was just like, so
maybe it wasn't her dog.
No.
She was lying.
There's more to the story.
Oh.
And so then, well, I'm sitting there like, just a little bit stunned because I was like, I thought this, like, if someone brought me my fucking dog, 100%. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. You want to come in, like, have a glass of water?
Literally,
like,
I'll buy you dinner.
What's your name? Whatever. She was like an older woman.
Would you actually take a glass of water?
No, but I want to feel the gratitude.
Some decorum.
Yeah. There was just, she didn't give me nothing. Nothing. I was so excited. I was like, this is going to feel so great. I'm going to rescue this dog.
She's on Xanax.
And then.
She's just a housewife.
She is on Xans, man.
Probably.
And. Okay, so I'm like, all right, finish my bike ride, go home. And then like 3 days ago, I'm doing, again, my bike loop, and I see the woman walking her dog. And I was like, oh my God, that's the dog that I saved. So I threw my bike down. I was like, it's me. And she's like
using a kickstand on this bike?
There's no kickstand.
It down.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, if you've seen the show before, you know that we love Rocket Money. I personally use it every single day. It's on my home screen. I check the app. I go on the website. I love Rocket Money. Staying on top of your financials, knowing your budgets, knowing what's in your accounts, what's going out of your accounts, credit cards, you name it, Rocket Money's got you covered. And if you don't know, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses in one place, including subscriptions that you forgot about. If you see a subscription that you no longer want, Rocket Money can help you cancel it. If you've got a goal that you'd like to save for, also, Rocket Money can analyze your accounts to find the best time each month to put some extra money aside. You can get alerts if your bills increase in price, something that I love, and it's like, hey, this bill is higher than it was last month, or this bill is lower, etc. Or if there's unusual activity in your account, if you're going close over budget, and even when you're doing a good job. Rocket Money's 5 million members have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, with members saving up to $740 a year when they use all the app's premium features. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good, rocketmoney.com/good. Check out Rocket Money, download the app, use our link. I promise you're going to love it. And now, back to the episode.
Okay.
There's no kickstand, okay. Unfortunately. Maybe I'll get one added. But I saw her walking the dog and I was like, oh, now I'm gonna get my
thank you.
Yeah, my thank you. So I put the bike down and I was like, huh, me, remember? She was like, oh yeah. And I was like, oh, can I say hi to the dog? She's like, if you want. And I was like, saying hi to the dog. She's like, yeah, she doesn't really like men. And I was like, oh, I don't know, dogs feel like they like me. Start petting the dog, and she just didn't ask me a single question. Didn't like say like thank you so much. I was just like, did you ever figure out how she got out or how the dog got out? She's like, no. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll see you around the neighborhood. And then I just continued on my bike and I'm just like,
damn,
it's been bothering you.
It's been I kind of want to steal the dog.
Like, teach her a lesson.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know why it's like bothering me, but I just like, because
it's rude. I think like objectively, it's a rude thing.
Am I crazy for not want, for feeling like unfulfilled?
Am I the asshole?
No.
Okay.
No, I would want a thank you. I mean, it's like
she just seems
obviously
so
you shouldn't do it for the thank you, but it's weird when you don't get thanked.
It's also like I would just feel like, do you even care about your
literally?
Dog?
Like I think
that's
you
like
know?
What I would take. She, would be like, they don't even care.
She wants it to get hit.
Yeah, for real.
She's like,
oh god. Yeah. Oh no.
My kids wanted this dog. I didn't.
What was the dog's name?
I can't remember.
She didn't know.
No, she did. It was like an older dog too. So
what
maybe
kind? Small, big.
It's like a small little like. One of those like ones with like the long face and the wiry hair. I don't know, like a schnauzer kind of thing.
A long face.
It's a valid complaint. I've been kind of in an opposite situation with finding a dog.
Okay.
I said this like story on Unfiltered, but just to give you the skinny, one night, Patricia and I, around 1 a.m., we pull up to our house. Well, we're in our Uber coming up to the house, and we see this Frenchie hobbling down through across the street, looking in rough shape. Aww. This dog looked like it was on its last limb. And we get out, does not have a collar on it at all. And we're like keeping an eye on it, trying to take a picture. We're posting on the Ring app, Nextdoor app.
Did you bring it in the house?
All of that. Well, I'll get to it. And then we like, we're kind of just eyeballing it, watching it walk around. And then it like hobbles on like a curb where a car's parked, and it falls off the curb, and then it's under the car. And we're like, oh dear.
Oh my.
So,
God.
We pick up this dog and we're like, we can't let this stay out on the street. Yeah. Once again, it's like 1:30.
Like
we also
got
to go to bed,
down.
But we're also like, oh my gosh, we bring the dog in the house. Aww. I'm still posting about it, refreshing. We're trying to feed it just like fresh rotisserie chicken, just like giving it. We don't have dog food, but we're looking up what dogs can eat, what they can't eat. And I just had this gut feeling, and I've been walking up and down the block, looking in like apartments, seeing if there's like an open gate or something where it got out. And finally, behind our house are a bunch of like really nice residences. I'm like, I'm going to go check that street. I'm walking. I see this guy and he's just like looking around and we both catch eyes and I go, are you looking for a dog? He's like, oh my God, yes. Do you have Hula? Oh dear.
Hula.
He's like walking with me. He's like, you won't believe it. I'm house sitting for my friend's house. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Fuck.
Had a couple of friends over. We were having some wine. I left the gate open. I swear for a minute she was gone. I've been looking nonstop and I'm like, thank goodness. Cause I was like, I don't want to, cause it was like this dog, we'd have to stay up with it all night because it looked like it was going to die any moment.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
Wait, so that was that night.
It was that night. He comes in. Patricia's so relieved. He's like, what's your favorite wine? I'm getting you wine.
Wow.
All that. And then he got us, and he actually gave us wine. But now he's been like, do you guys want to get drinks at the Belmont? Like, a nearby bar. And we're
like, whoa, buddy, we're not that close.
And he like sent this thank you text.
That'd be my nightmare.
I sent him, he wrote it in the thank you note with the bottle of wine. And I sent him a text. I don't acknowledge the Belmont. But then he's followed up and has been like, so, drinks at the Belmont? And he seems like a nice guy.
So
he's
funny.
Probably like 45 or something.
It's like a Kirby Enthusiasm episode. Yeah. Like, listen, I found your dog. I don't want to be your friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to go get drinks with you. But then there's part of me where I'm like, maybe the universe is telling me I should say yes to things more.
Yeah.
Maybe this will lead to a cool connection or something. I don't know.
He's like, you sit down. He's like, I actually have a trust that I need to give away before I die.
Yes.
You're like,
who knows?
What?
Or like, what if it's some like famous person who lives behind us who he house sits and then in the future he'll be like, you got to come over. This is Liza Minnelli's place.
Do it for the bit.
Right.
Finish the story and then move on.
You should.
Say yes.
And then
when life gives you weird things, say yes to
him. But I'm worried he's like maybe like an alcoholic and like, we'll go get those drinks. And then it's like, he's just
that's
you know,
that's an even better story.
And then like carry him home. Like what I did
he's
with the dog,
like dog
originally. I don't know where his house is. I'm
he
having to post
curb.
Pictures of him on the Ring and Nextdoor
You're
app.
Like, he's going to die tonight if I don't find his parents.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, maybe he's
crazy.
Like new to town and just needs some friends.
Honestly, maybe.
Or he's like, they looked cool.
It's been around the block.
That would suck on your own birthday doing a nice deed for probably a friend or maybe a coworker or something. Their fucking dog gets out and you're like stressing. I mean, however long it was gone, was probably the worst moment of his life.
I was worried because then I posted all about it on the Nextdoor app and stuff. And I'm like, I have to take these down because some neighbors are going to see this and go,
and tell.
Oh, yeah, that's Liza's dog. And then have to
rat out.
I don't know.
That he would get caught having lost the dog.
I think I was able to remove all the posts.
Oh, that's
in
really
time.
Thoughtful. That's really thoughtful.
But yeah, mine's.
I should post on Nextdoor calling that woman out, being like, "Oh, if anyone's looking for a dog, I found one." But just leave it up there.
You should,
though.
Because people do stuff like that. They'll be like, "I don't like if you do this, you shouldn't." Like, I don't know. They like get mad and they'll post something on Nextdoor that's like, "Okay, calm down." Like one time, someone was like, "Who's dropping peanuts for the squirrels?" Like, I don't think it's like, who fucking cares? Mm. You could do something like that.
Yeah.
Be like, there's an evil lady in the neighborhood.
I want to know who's lighting fireworks off at 1 a.m. Like, you know what I mean? Like
all
the ball rocket kind of ones. You hear.
Yeah.
And you're like, you think
just
it's a gunshot.
Always. Yeah.
It's this, well, I thought you liked that about summer. This spooky
summerween.
Kids being crazy.
I heard one last night, I think, an actual gunshot. I'm not sure, but I heard a big and I was like.
It's hard to tell these days.
I know. I was like, was that a literal gun? And I was like, I'm not sure. And then I saw next door or on Citizen, it was like gunshot heard. But I was like, I mean, it could be a firework.
Gunshots like always say are that. Apparently, or they're irregular. Like fireworks have like a rhythm to them. Gunshots, that's when you should be alarmed.
What if it's
like,
just one shot though? That's what happened. It was just one.
I don't know. But I'm like, who is that person? Because I hear fireworks different times in different places across town. But is there like a secret society of dudes who are like, let's like fuck?
I think
fireworks.
It's just like an LA hobby that people have. Yeah, it's just like a thing of the town. That's that people post about it on Reddit a lot too, that like it's a big problem, especially downtown if people are going nuts on the fireworks.
It's like how the fires start.
Oh yeah,
true.
Were you guys seeing that one of our friends like saw on Runyon some guy just lit Runyon on fire?
Yeah, Maria Roush.
That's who it was.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she was there watching it all unfold.
That's crazy. That was recent too, right?
Yeah. And a former like football player was like the dude who like
I saw like get in front of him.
Got in front of him, kind of put him under citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Citizen's arrest?
Yeah. Is it real though? Like, is it law abiding?
Or is he just
like
assaulting somebody and then they can sue you if you like take them down?
I don't think you can like cuff somebody, but you can hold someone and be like,
yet
you
we
are
have ice.
Yeah, you are not going anywhere until the cops get here.
I mean, we have ice. They literally cover everything and take people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same thing at this point, right?
I think so.
I also am, well, sorry, I know we're talking about this, but just for a second, I love the idea of a sovereign citizen because they all think that they like don't have to follow any rules.
Oh, and like Portland and stuff.
There's like all over, there's like a whole subreddit of people who like will post other people's like how they're like, I'm a sovereign citizen now. I'm like, I can't go to jail because I'm not actually a part of this country.
But it's just made up.
And, yeah, it's like,
it's not a real thing. Yeah. You know about this?
So, yeah.
They just declare themselves like, I'm not a part of the United States. I'm in my own country of like Waka Waka Stan.
It's very funny.
And they don't have to pay taxes?
I mean, they try not to.
I think you will get like
yeah,
in
you get in trouble, but they're like trying
but
to make
they think
like,
it's like
yeah, this like loophole that they can get away with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It says citizen's arrest is a real legal concept, but the specifics vary by state.
Okay.
It allows private citizens to detain someone, so you can detain them, they reasonably believe has committed a crime, usually under specific circumstances like witnessing a felony or a breach of the peace. So I feel like, you know, lighting something on fire is a felony.
But you better be right.
Yes. It says, however, it's generally advised to avoid making a citizen's arrest due to potential legal risks.
Right.
Yeah.
And the involvement of law enforcement.
If you zip tie somebody up and like, I know you did the crime and you find out they didn't.
Oh, your
buddy.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Ta-ta.
That's why it's like good. The only good thing about filming now
is that you can catch people.
Like, I would be like, wait, do you have that on video? Show me. Okay. Zip tie.
Yeah. Matt, you should zip tie the firework people. You're like, hello, I'm coming to a citizen's arrest.
I know it. What are these? Black cat fireworks? I gotcha.
Get them.
These are only legal in North Carolina.
I can't stand those. You know, people are really worried about, you know, AI videos. People are falling for AI videos.
Yeah.
Sometimes I fall for these videos where they're basically sketches of somebody acting like a criminal, like a mom will come in with two of her kids and act like they're shoplifting and like a woman's filming them like, you can't be shoplifting. She's like, I don't care. Film me all you want. Come on, kids. And the kids are helping her steal. And everyone in the comments thinks it's real. And it's like
just rage.
A lot of the cops
rage bait. But I'm like, this is a sketch. Like, just double check if you do see a video. Don't jump to conclusions and assumptions that like it is real. Just look in the comments and look at the account on who's uploading it. There's so much rage bait out there.
Sometimes 100%. A lot of those police body cams too, where they'll like pull someone over and it's like, well, actually I'm an ex-military guy. Like a lot of those are also sketches, but it's the slop is just, do you guys get these like
clanker stuff.
Clanker?
Dude, I love clanker jokes. I saw my friend Hampton did a clanker like slam poetry.
It's basically like they're coming up with like slurs for like robots and AIs, and like me in 2050 like being robophobic, like my daughter will not be taking a fucking clanker, and they'll be like oil whatever, like your wires are sticking out, and they'll just be like cut. It's all these like new slurs for robots and AI, and it is so funny every time. What was yours, slam poetry doing?
Just look up Hampton, this guy doing like a slam poem. It was like a cyborg. Like he's like, my dad was blood, my mom AI. Like it's this whole, I don't even do the bit for it, but my brother and I were howling.
Clanker, yeah. Clanker stuff is really good. Is TikTok going away? Is that a thing that's happening still? Do we know?
I'm optimistic.
Okay.
I don't know. It's going away?
No, that it will stay. That it will
I'm
stay.
I'm optimistic it'll go away.
I don't think
what
so.
What is the latest?
I think it's going to stick around for a while.
I think so, too.
It's made it this far.
What do you guys think the song of the summer has been?
I don't know if that's a thing anymore.
There's
so many songs that come out.
I feel like that Ian one is popping off right now.
Who's Ian?
The rapper.
I'm on my whatever shit.
Oh, that's his XL.
But that, I'm seeing that because he did it at Lollapalooza. Like, he did that freestyle.
I saw Sam French, like, on the stage with him.
Sam French went on stage with him?
Well, like, he was on the side right when he, like, walked out and
stuff.
He's
his manager.
Yeah.
He's, like, this guy who did, like, a freestyle rap, and it's like, I'm on my Britney shit. Oops, I did it again. I'm on my DJ Khaled shit. We the best. And it's like, at first it was like, at first it's, like, kind of cringe, and everyone's like, this is whack as fuck. But then he did it at Lollapalooza, and it was, like, really cool, and the audience was going nuts for it. And now it's just like the past couple of days because of Lollapalooza, but like,
or listen,
yeah, it's like, I can't, I'm undetermined if it's good or not. I didn't really get it at first.
Well,
but
it's a freestyle when XL magazine, they do the freshman class every year where they spotlight all the upcoming actors, and then they do kind
rappers.
Of like this, or yeah, what did I say? Or actors, sorry,
yeah.
Rappers. And they do like a cypher kind of freestyle.
The song thing. Of the summer.
I like the cliche.
Subway?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not like...
I know. It doesn't feel like a summer song. Yeah. I just really like it right now. And it's... I feel like that's the first Chapel Roan song I've been like... Immediately, I was like, this is... Like, I love this.
What?
I know. Like, I've never been super like attracted to her music.
God.
Like, I'll listen to it, but nothing's... I don't find it to be like super catchy. But that song, I love.
Sad Girl Hours.
Huh?
Sad Girl Hours. That song, I feel.
It's like an expression of like, oh yeah, this is sad girl hour. Let's play this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mine is Cliche by MGK. It's got me kicking my feet.
You like that song?
Oh, tell me what you're waiting for me.
Yeah.
I like that song.
It's a good song.
I like all of MGK's
shit. Me too.
I love it.
I think his new album comes out this week.
I'm fired up.
Oh,
me
wow.
too.
Isn't he like the Chiefs, like, or football or something? He's like something with NFL.
Machine Gun Kelly,
like that song got picked to be like something with the NFL this year, like
maybe.
A main song they're gonna be playing for something.
That would be crazy if it was.
I
the
could
Chiefs.
Literally should I look up what it actually is.
Call Detroit Me Maybe, thing. That was like huge.
No,
I think
middle,
it's just different now.
That was the song in the
Jimmy
summer.
Eat World.
No, Zed in Yes.
Yeah, that's like a summer
Slide
hit.
Calvin Harris, Frank Ocean, Migos.
I might that one.
Yes, in my bank account.
Would
you slide on all your nights like this?
I might.
Not for me.
That one.
It's a good song, but I don't register that.
Call Me Maybe was 100% the song of the summer the year it came out.
It was also around the same time as You Don't Know You're Beautiful.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That was, but I feel like that was like a little selective.
I feel like we were like a little old, like.
Yes.
Like it was never like our song of the summer, but it was definitely someone's song of the summer.
I can't believe this fucking Alex Warren song is everywhere too. I'm seeing like
nominated for Best New Artist for
that
the VMAs.
Crazy.
Good for him. Good.
That yeah, no,
crazy.
I mean,
not my music. That's like,
it
it's like moms
like,
and daughters.
It's
like,
like,
yeah.
It's like Cole's.
It's catchy. I'm not going to hate on it.
It's like
every
I feel
TikTok
like
I
music.
See, though, I'm like,
right?
Skip.
Yeah, I the sound. It's just, yeah, it's like
one of those like over
Facebook mom reels.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Not a hater. Like, I
it's
think it's
harmless.
Like, no, he has an amazing, like, I'll see, like, I watch or I've seen at least him perform on like Late Night, and like, he has a very good voice. Like, I think he is talented.
And he's a nice guy.
For me.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Yeah, I don't know him, but
I've heard.
Did you guys
nice.
See when I did?
I still have the creeps a little bit.
Because he was like,
because he was like similarities.
He was like David.
Oh, in the beginning, I was like, this is very weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But
now it's like, okay, he found his man. But
good
and
for
now
him.
He's a super
nominated
super
for star. What? What is he nominated for?
I saw Best New Artist, but I'm sure it's other stuff.
Wait, Grammy noms already out?
No. VMAs.
Oh, okay. Well, that
which
makes
is still,
sense.
I would fuck with a Moon Man.
I love
so
the VMAs.
Cool.
The VMAs are like. I feel like I watched them ever since I was little, and I loved watching him being on Twitter at the same time. Yeah. Like, that was yes. my favorite thing when I was little.
It's a little more fun than, like, the Grammys feels a little buttoned up and serious. VMAs is just, like, party.
It's more, yeah,
the Las Culturistas, like, awards, though, that looked like it was a massive hit.
Wait, what was it?
They've been doing it for a while.
But it looked like, yeah. it, like, all the engagement and views and moments from it, it's like a parody joke award
well,
show
it's
with
really
Bo and Yang
annoying
and
that I still can't
Matt
watch
Rogers.
It. Because it's like locked on cable. Like so they had it, I think it was downtown. They have done it for years, but I don't think this time it was like broadcasted and they have like a massive following now. So like they could get more celebrities there and people who like were nominated for the awards, but they're all joke awards.
Oh, that's
it's
funny.
Like dish of the winter or whatever. It's like mac and cheese, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that like the girl that was wearing the Coke? Like the Diet Coke.
Yes, Meg Salter. Was,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
She's
makes sense.
So funny, that
so
girl.
So funny.
So I was like, what's happening here?
But yeah, so it was like weeks ago in real life, maybe even a month ago at this point. But so then they were broadcasting it, but on like cable. So it's on Hulu, but I can't access it because I don't have like
the
subscription.
Extension to the other.
So I'm like, when the fuck?
I'm about to get cable again. All these fucking streaming. I'm
just
like,
yeah, YouTube TV.
I have that.
And you still can't get it?
I cannot find it. I tried watching it yesterday because I keep getting everything. And I'm like, God, I just want to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Oh. I have a friend who went and she said it was like literally the best time of her whole life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome because award shows are struggling so much just to get viewers and people
now
excited
they're successful
about
because they're making fun of them.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's
just
like
not serious.
The banana baseball thing.
Savannah bananas.
Savannah bananas.
Did
you see the guy doing a flip? The Savannah banana doing a flip.
They're always doing flips.
No, he was like on the news. It was like CNN, and he was like, yeah. But he's kind of like a douche, I think. Like people were like, I don't know for sure, but like I was reading the comments, and people were like, it's so funny how like his whole personality now is like telling people how this never actually happens, and it was like one time. I'm like, okay.
It's weird because it to me, like I initially thought it was staged. Like it looked like he like
that
his
could
feet,
be true.
But then like I think afterwards he
no,
was like
I think it's
interviews
a real...
and whatever.
Sorry,
but it's really weird, like. The amount of emo bands that they have now like collaborated with, I'm like, we need to get them at an emo night.
The Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
Oh.
All American Rejects performed at a thing. They just
Wait,
did something
so
with
sick.
All Time Low.
They could do a bunch of tricks on stage.
Yeah. I'm just
That'd
like,
fun.
Well, what is this crossover?
Yeah.
I went to, speaking of baseball, Dodger Stadium for the first time for the My Chemical Romance show.
Oh,
that's right.
How
was
it?
Life-changing experience.
Yeah.
A religious awakening.
Were you on the field or in the stands?
I got there early. Actually the band Wallows was opening actually, which I didn't realize till like I got there, which was cool. So I saw like the last song of theirs and I had a floor seat and I'd never been to the baseball stadium before. And like still pretty early in the show where like nobody was in their seats yet. So I kind of just like walked around the baseball field, which like, because they put the,
yeah.
And I was just like, I was like standing on first base, just like looking out there being like, this is fucking awesome.
Because
I feel like you can't, I mean, I know they do a lot of concerts there, but like I've never been on an NBA court. I've never been on a football field. Like
is there like is the gravel still like,
yeah, they put shit on top of the field.
Got
but
it.
Like
they're, like those big Lego things basically.
Yes. Oh, okay.
It's
gotcha.
Like a bunch of giant squares, but like there is a part of it that you can like be on the field itself, which is just so sick. And I was even asking the guy, I was like, so which way does like the batters hit? Because I was like unclear of the orientation because some of it was covered. Anyway,
it's a fucking
yeah. But like I wasn't sure where
like
do they pitch this way or pitch that way? And he was like, "Nah, dude, they hit it out of the park
of
that way." And I was like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense."
They hit it at the crowd.
My goodness, you're from New York. You got the Yankees.
I've never been to a baseball
Mets.
Stadium.
That is so crazy.
But it was. Also, there's this fan project that these like girls are doing.
It's so sweet.
I ended up talking to one of them. Basically, like they've been doing this thing where during one of the slower songs, everyone puts their flashlight in the air. And this like group of fans was like, we should print out little strips of paper. And then it like is a color
And at this show, for the first time, we're going to do a rainbow. Mm-hmm. So like each different section had like two or three like really cute, just like, I don't know, high school girls just like, hey, take these, put them on. And it said on the thing, like, put this on your phone during the show. And I was like, how did you guys organize this?
Harry
like
Styles
Reddit,
fans.
Like,
yeah. Well, Harry's, Taylor fans do it too.
When I went to Harry Styles' birthday party, or like his birthday concert. It was his birthday concert on his birthday in Palm Springs. Fans were handing those out and said like during this song, because for his birthday, they wanted it.
But like, I was just like, I was so curious, like who, did just like from Reddit, are you coordinating Twitter. On Discord? She was saying it was a lot on TikTok, which I'm just like,
oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then there's like, but it worked. And it was, I like turned
it
around.
It looked
and
really cool.
The whole stadium was just like a rainbow. I was like, this is so fucking sick. And then they have a second stage. They have like the main one, which is like the big stage. And they have a second stage where they have like a character who was like doing backup vocals, whatever. But the girl was sitting next to me was like, by the way, for the second set, like their encore, they do it in that pit. And so like people can try to like sneak in if you want to go. And I was like, let's try it. And so me, her, and the two people next to us, like in between, ran into like the pit area where we were not supposed to be. And I just like saw an open seat. So I just like snuck into the seat like in the second row, and then they all got kicked out and I got to be like fourth row dead center in the pit for the second half. And I saw like all it was. So they did their second album and then they did an encore of all these other songs. And I was just like, it felt like being at like the Roxy or something. I was 8 feet away from them.
Dang.
It was one of the best experiences of my life.
Did you find an emo wife?
No, I don't. I mean, props to the fans that like committed to the costuming. It's like I just don't think my wife was at the My Chemical Romance show dressed in like a coffin with like
don't write it off.
Red like eyeliner and like white. It's very not my vibe.
Okay, my culture is not to pasty skin.
Also, like way young people. I really thought it was gonna be like a bunch of boomers and like older people who were like, remember when we were young and cool? But it was great.
The kids love emo.
They really do. It was very like. And just seeing that the fan community put that together, I was like, this is really cool. So it was a great experience.
Their fan base is crazy.
And it was very exciting. He was like, we're My Chemical Romance and we're from New Jersey. And I was like, let's fucking go.
You're like,
yeah.
That's so funny. That when it was Warped Tour that same weekend, and there's a band called 4 Years Strong and they're from Massachusetts. And they always are like, we're 4 Years Strong from Massachusetts. And I'm like, what?
It's the fucking coolest. Yeah.
I'm seeing a concert tonight.
What?
Gracie Abrams.
You are?
Oh,
wait, where?
At Kia Forum.
Wait, I thought it was in San Francisco tonight.
I think that she's doing two nights, or she did one last night and doing one tonight.
I wanted to go, but when Role Model dropped off, I was like, I don't really want to go as much now.
Oh, he dropped off?
Yeah, because he's doing that Lena Dunham show.
Lena Dunham show?
Mm-hmm. The one with Meg Salter?
No.
Oh.
That one's already out.
But didn't Lena Dunham write it?
Uh-huh.
But I mean, are they filming like the second season?
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
I have no idea.
What time is a concert start?
I believe
really eight.
I think Griff is opening. Is that Griff Clausen or is that a different guy?
Okay. Like I think it's a DJ? Girl.
Oh.
I think Griff's a girl. I'm not familiar.
So if there's an opener, she'll probably go on at like 8:30 or 9.
Yeah. Hopefully Audrey Hepburn comes out.
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know I could actually.
I think she will. I think she even went out last night.
Carly, could you imagine?
I'm literally like, yeah, maybe
her
Taylor.
Best friend, she's in LA.
I know, like maybe Taylor Swift. Could you imagine Aubrey Helmer?
Yeah.
She could bring it.
I said, could you imagine? Because
she's
I was imagining the moment
Taylor.
Where they like.
She could.
Who'd you bring out last night?
It's in L. I don't know. Well, I know Audrey came out for something. It's not like she has like a Sally or like somebody comes out.
I know.
But
I didn't know.
I mean, Taylor Swift. Could be a crazy fun
like
guest
because
it's LA. Like, Taylor Swift's like, yeah, for sure. Why not?
Where's her jet? Let's look it up. Is she in? Where's the Taylor Swift jet?
I don't think you can
jet?
Look anymore.
No, you can't.
Really?
Oh, I thought they made it so you couldn't look at it anymore.
I don't think so. I think they banned.
I'm sure someone's looked already.
The account, I think,
look
got
on Twitter.
Banned, but.
Oh.
She brought out Lizzie McAlpine, I think, in New York, which was good.
I heard that.
Yeah, that was cool.
So I'm pumped for that.
That'll
I watched
fun.
Her Lollapalooza. It was so good.
Lollapalooza looked really good this year, if I could say.
I know. But I heard it was fucking crowded.
It did look a little dangerous.
Dangerous?
Just because I think
how
a lot of people hop the fence there too. And then it's like a thing where, or like the wrist. I saw people like explaining how to get the wristbands off and stuff. So people are just like, you know, leaving, taking one wristband off, giving it to a friend. And then the capacity that they think that they have is like way more. So it becomes
Warped Tour like overbooked?
severely?
I don't think overbooked.
Oh, I thought they like oversold like 20,000 tickets or something.
No,
that was like insane.
I have no clue.
Why? Because you were just chilling in VIP the whole time?
Well, VIP is for general population as well.
Oh, I know.
But no, I was like out in the crowd. It was definitely, I like DC better just because the venue itself was much smaller.
Okay.
Long Beach was definitely bigger. It also was hotter. But
like yesterday.
I tried to find Jeff. Jeff was working at Warped Tour.
Oh,
he was
way.
Doing like a Mohawk activation.
Oh, like, I did see that.
But I couldn't find him.
Oh. Would you have gotten a Mohawk?
No, like it was imagine annoying because like so many of the booths are just like tents, but the thing he was in was like a closed structure, so like the line was really really long
to see him.
Fucking influencers,
yeah, but I also
man.
Couldn't even find it. So
stupid
I don't
influencers.
Know. But yeah, it was fun.
Wait, speaking of influencers, do you guys have you followed like the Hub's life or like know anything about that? It's the most interesting like. Thing that happened on TikTok, not most interesting, but it's just like bizarre. So he basically was like, is he married?
Yes.
Okay, obviously husband wife. So basically he would make TikToks and like he was just a regular dad, like had a job, also made TikToks, and it'd be like him, like how a lot of how like moms do, like starting the day or whatever, it'll be very aesthetic or whatever. So he was doing a lot of that, like taking like turning the house down for the night or like making my kids dinner or like something like that.
A lot of it though was about his like commute, like
and
he would always
commute,
start by like putting his laptop slowly into his bag, like putting on his strap, walking to the office. I'm sure you guys have seen a TikTok of his before.
Just a lot like of it was like like
standard, like
what I do before my 9 to 5.
Average white guy just like going to his office job, but he made it look very cinematic and got a million followers because
like
it was just
blew
this,
up, and then he quit his job because he could, and now people
he quit
are
his
like,
job to be
bro,
an
this
influencer.
Content is lame. Like he's literally doing like more like morning routines, but it's just like work from home morning routine or like influencer morning routine.
And
people,
now they hate it.
People
yes.
are like, this sucks.
Well,
like,
how bad would it have been if he just like quit his job and still faked like he was going?
That's
to work.
What he should have done,
right? And then
he should just be like, I got a new job.
The reason why everyone
so
turned
bizarre.
On him is because he was like basically
turned
also.
On him?
Yes.
Yeah.
So like the whole thing is, this is like a cute romanticized version of like most people's lives. Most people go to the office, they go home, but he made it look like this slow laptop and like this. So he quits his job and then he goes on live and people are asking him questions and he goes, sorry, guys, can't really answer that unless you send me a Galaxy.
Oh, that's right. That's
and,
right.
And then he was like, yeah,
is he
sorry,
like being
guys.
Funny.
Nope.
No.
He's like kind of a douche, too. Like his I don't think his personality ever really came through, but he's on this live just being like, guys, this is my job now. So like if you want me to answer questions, you got to send me Galaxies. And he was like, everyone was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then he would make these videos of like, well, my life as an influencer now is like way different than it was and nobody wants to see it. So the whole TikTok is just like, this guy fucking sucks.
I mean,
and his
he's
wife,
doing fine.
Is he?
I mean, he's getting a lot of views and stuff. Yeah. I mean, he's big.
I think
but
people
it's just
are hate watching.
Are
yeah.
But it is, I know he lost a lot of followers too, I think, but like the.
He has 915,000.
So, but he was over a million. So he lost like quite a bit.
What was his job before?
I don't think anybody really
knows.
I
don't think we know.
It seems just like your typical like beep, beep, boop, boop.
I wonder when he quit. Self-employed.
It is interesting. I've like talked about this before. It's like when somebody get like especially on TikTok now, like if someone blows up on TikTok and they have a job, like a regular job, people really like them. But as soon as they start getting big and are able to like just do influencing, then it's like, well, this person's boring now.
Right.
Like it's
right.
definitely true. It's like a flipped.
And then they don't want to work their job anymore because they want to like chase their
yeah,
influencer
and it's like, of course.
Following. Or like the fish and chips girl that was like in England or something. She was just this like cute girl who would do fish and chips and she was very like nonchalant and didn't care. But everyone was like, this girl's so cool. And then now like she got so much attention.
Now it's like uncool.
She could go on Love Island or something like that. But like people like want her to still work at the fish and chips joint.
Yeah, because that's like what her content was. But with Hub's life, it's just so interesting. It's like quitting your job before like people can connect with your personality.
Right.
I think it's like they were just watching the content because it was like every other content. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It was
like
every other morning routine, every other get ready for me for work, get ready, every single getting ready for the night, whatever. So it's just like, that did well because it was aesthetic and nice. But like people didn't fall in love with him. They just fell in love with the content.
Yes.
And so now that he's posting, I mean, I'm sure it'll like come back around. I'm sure it's.
I
fine,
mean,
but.
His last video has almost 600,000 likes.
Yeah, that's great.
Like his, really?
Or views, whatever.
Okay. There's a difference.
Yeah, no, it's like 600,000, 200,000, 500,000, 300,000, 400,000.
So you're still getting views.
Yeah.
Tons.
What are the like? I'm curious because I remember in JoJo Siwa, I forget what she was doing, but people were like, don't like her TikToks. So she would have like a million views on her TikTok. TikTok with like 5,000 likes.
Oh, yeah, that was really
was
funny.
Crazy.
And then that's AI auto-tune song she put out too.
Oh, that Betty Davis eyes?
Yeah.
Betty Davis.
I think she's fucking trolling. She knows what she's doing.
I don't know, man.
It's hard to say.
Knows what she's doing.
Okay.
I think she's kind of a genius.
I mean, people talk about her, but.
Yes. If it was good, I don't know. She purposely makes it, so we'll talk about it. Speaking of going live, I saw you live streaming on Twitch playing
Stardew. I was
going
to ask you about this as well.
Stardew Valley.
Do you play?
I have played, and then I realized I don't fucking like it.
It's like Animal Crossing.
Stardew Valley, I think, is a beautifully designed game.
Wait, why don't you like it?
Because I don't like the fucking time. How fast a day goes by.
Yeah, it's quick.
Like and I got to get down to the caves and mine for some fucking copper.
I know.
And then I got to go to sleep.
Don't go at 5 p.m. because it'll be like midnight before you know it. And you're like, oh, fuck, I got to get up. And like, where the fuck is my house?
See,
I can never find my house.
Now we're going to have to do a make do with the Stardew Valley ad we have on today's episode.
I was like, wait, what? Oh, man, I wish. I'm in love with the game right now. It's getting me like Animal Crossing got me.
Do you know like the comedian Bobby Lee?
Oh, I know all
that. You know how he's like a massive fan?
He would make like a quarter million a day.
And he had the creator of Stardew Valley come on his podcast.
I watched some of
and
it.
He walked through his whole farm with the creator. And I was like, this is really cool.
That's funny.
And I thought I would like it. It's just.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's fair.
Mm-mm.
That's fair.
I don't like those kind of games. We've talked about this.
Yeah, because you can't like win.
It's not like a game. It's just like
it's work.
It's like Farmville, I think.
Yeah, no, literally it's work.
I love it though. It's like there's just like so many tasks to do and it's like.
There's a game actually. Did I send it to you about the game where like time goes back and forth? Did you see this thing?
And like it's a guy running and then you go back.
If you go backwards, you can change stuff. I feel like that's a game you would fuck
I'm into
with.
That. I'm into a game
cool.
like an end. I like, it's almost like a mini movie and like a story that is told. And once it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Like, that's why like
The Last
Lake.
Of Us.
Oh, Lake was great.
Last of Us, I would like to play. I don't want to be stressed and scared.
Like about zombies.
And like, oh God, I got to shoot him. Oh shit.
What if it's in August and September and October though?
Oh yeah.
I don't really want to be shooting anything. I like to hunt around, like maybe do like some
duck hunt?
Ghost mystery solving kind of stuff.
They have a Slenderman game.
Get Lake?
Scary.
What?
Did you ever end up getting Lake and playing it?
Yeah, I played Lake.
Okay, yeah.
I did. And I'm going to get the Season's Greetings Christmas edition little pack that they have.
Did you guys watch Happy Gilmore too?
Of course.
I saw parts of it. I like watched it with my cousin a little bit.
I started it.
I watched it in full.
Thoughts?
I loved it.
It seemed like it was funny. Like the parts I watched, I was like, this is like a funny.
I think it could have been a little shorter.
Yeah, the second half, I think, was just like way too much.
Yeah.
But that first half is just like unbelievably good.
I agree.
It
was drawn out a bit too long.
Yes.
I think if they'd made it like a good 90 minutes, because it was almost 2 hours.
Yeah, which is a little long.
Yeah. I really liked it.
I'm not spoiling anything because you kind of know about it going
Julie
in.
Julie Bowen?
I wish, the wife?
Yeah.
I wish she wasn't dead.
Yeah.
I wish Happy Gilmore was not down on his luck and had no money. And I know that's like motivated the plot on why he needs to go back and win it for his daughter.
Yeah.
I wish there was a different alternate universe where Happy Gilmore made a shit ton of money, but he didn't play, but he wanted to come back. I don't know. I just didn't like the whole situation was stressing me out. How all these kids in his house is like about to get taken away.
Funny.
Do you think that the second half where like they were doing the maxi golf, were they making fun of banana baseball, Savannah Bananas?
I don't think intentionally. I think they're probably just making fun of a lot of things.
Okay. I wasn't sure if this was
just
like
how
damn.
Extreme. Because I don't really think like the Savannah Bananas aren't playing like for real.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I think that like that guy.
Benny Safdie?
Yeah. Like he's definitely like an Elon Musk type character that I think they're just like making fun of how that kind of stuff is like taking over.
Yeah. I loved it. I know. And
Me
people
too.
Are like shitting on it. I'm just like, dude, fuck. Like, get the fuck
I
out of here
it was,
with
like,
your...
good for...
No, it's like film people on TikTok are like, this Adam Sandler movie is just like... And I'm like, dude, it's Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah. What's the word on Freaky or Friday?
I'm curious.
I've heard it's good.
It comes out this weekend,
I'm not
going
to run to the theaters to see it.
I'll be sprinting.
I thought it was just going to be them doing another Switch again, but it's like their daughters.
Yeah.
Like, and they do a big Switch. I don't want to see... That's why I didn't like Hocus Pocus 2. Because we have this whole new cast of young kids, but I understand that's the way if, you know, mom and daughters want to go see the movie, you got to get kids connected into it.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like a 4-person body swap.
Yeah, that's
damn,
a little...
it gets confusing.
So I saw the trailer, obviously, when it came out, and like, this is one of my favorite movies ever. Like, it's on my Letterboxd top 4. And
Freaky Friday?
That's funny.
Yeah.
freakier already.
And so I was just like, fuck, like this doesn't look good. But one of my very good friends, she saw an early screening of it a couple weeks ago and she was like, it's actually pretty awesome.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Sometimes so, those movies like surprise me where I'm like, oh, it's actually great.
Chad Michael Murray is in it.
Correct.
Is, well, you haven't seen it, so I'm just curious if like, is the dad in it? Is the brother in it? Oh, are they still together?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is it going to be a thing like he died? Like, I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. I actually didn't know in Happy Gilmore that the wife died. So when she got, when the scene where he hits the fucking ball, I didn't watch a trailer.
No. Well, I feel like I did watch the trailer and I didn't know.
Yeah, no. So I mean, it might be a spoiler, but whatever. It happens in the first few minutes of the movie, but. So
I was shook.
Yeah.
Also because like all of the press that I had been seeing was the two of them. It was right. Like Adam and Julie.
Yeah.
And so then when they were like literally the first couple minutes, she's dead. I was like, wait.
Yeah. Is she not going to be in this movie at
and
all?
She barely is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Barely. She comes back for like as a ghost.
I feel like nobody's in that movie a lot except Adam Sandler. They have so many of these like quick.
And Bad Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of a main character.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's wife and daughter in the movie, right?
Yes.
Both of his daughters and his wife, yeah.
Gotcha. They always are.
His daughter, really good actress.
Which one?
Both of them.
Yeah.
I thought they were great. You didn't think so?
I think they're great, too. I think they definitely have improved since the Bar Mitzvah movie.
That one I didn't watch, but you know, not a fan?
I don't want to be a hater. I wasn't like that impressed. It's clearly,
his daughter. Sequels are hard.
I don't think she would have been casted for the role. You know what I mean?
Oh, how much of it did you see?
The first probably 20 minutes when like John Daly's in the garage and stuff.
Or
he goes, plays golf with like Margaret Qualley and the guy from
SNL. That is so funny. Eric SNL. Andre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I'm easy to please. I really liked it.
No, I'm not trying to be on it.
I feel like because Benny Safdie was in it too. The uncut gems of it all, like the that and I could just see the daughter being in like a Safdie Brothers movie.
Okay.
I do think she could pull
Which
it off.
Which one? The one
main
confessional?
One, the younger one.
Is there a movie though out there that you would like to see a sequel for that they haven't made?
I saw something yesterday, but it was one of those weird Instagram posts that I was like,
fake.
Yeah, and it said Big Daddy, another one, and I was like, I don't know, and it was like Cole Sprouse because obviously, like that's who it was, and I was like, interesting. I don't know. Sequels are hard.
Sequels are bad.
I wish, and I don't think it would happen, Kill Bill 3 with Maya Hawke.
Oh.
Because at the end of Kill Bill 2, like, she does find her, like, daughter. And, like, and it's, I think it, like, it could work. Maya Hawke has the chops. And Vivica Fox's daughter, you know, sees
also
her mom gets killed in it. And no, Vivica Fox, like, no, her character, Vivica Fox, her daughter, remember the whole cereal scene?
No.
Yes.
She comes home from school. Anyways, think that could be done very well.
I just saw Naked Gun.
Oh,
was it good?
It's gotten great reviews.
I know, but so good.
It is.
It was very, very funny.
Did you go to the theater?
Yeah.
In theaters?
Yeah. Liza's in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
she was like doing so much press for it.
Yeah.
I first, when she was like posting, thought that like, because you know, influencers and like actors, whatever, they just go to premieres.
Yeah.
And then like it got to a point where I was like, wait, is she in this movie?
Oh, he's not a main.
So she's like literally, if you look on IMDb, like one of the top five cast members,
sick.
But she's like not. It's like very
minor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is funny.
Loved it.
People are raving about it.
Well, that sometimes I get a little suspicious when it's like, you have to see it. And it feels a little forced.
No, it was really, really funny.
Okay, that's good to hear.
And Pamela Anderson and like Liam Neeson.
Oh,
like,
they're hitting it off.
Yeah.
Dating.
Yeah. Kind of cute.
And he hasn't really been with anybody since like Natasha Richardson.
And they
right?
were on Watch What Happens Live, and Andy Cohen was very good friends with Natasha. And he was like, Liam, I want you to know that we're all really, really like happy for you.
Mm. When did Natasha Richardson pass away?
Decades ago.
And Andy Cohen was good friends with Natasha Richardson?
Yeah.
Was Andy Cohen popular decades ago?
Yeah, he's been in like the news space for a long, long time.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's like best friends with Sarah Jessica Parker for like, 30.
He's like a Perez Hilton kind of.
Yeah.
But like he got like bit bigger, I think. Well, I just like remember going to PerezHilton.com every day and getting my gossip when I was in like middle school.
But he was like a real like working for networks and stuff.
Oh,
like
I see,
he's not like a gossip columnist.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was really sweet. That he was like, we all of us are very happy for you.
I love that.
And it's nice to see you happy. And he said that in front of Pam. But it was really good.
I want to see that one in a theater too. It's not on streaming, right?
No, I saw it in the theater.
Wow, big moves.
So many movies I need to see.
Have you seen 28 Years Later?
No. Is that good?
Really good.
Is it
really?
28 Days Later?
The third one. Yeah, 28 Days Later came out like in 2003. 28 Weeks Later came out in like 2007.
But 28 Weeks Later was different writer, different director, different everything.
Is it not Danny Boyle for the second one?
I think it was like a whole different thing.
Well, Danny Boyle came back and did this
with Alex Garland.
Danny B.
Oh, okay. So it's not for 28 Weeks Later. But I recommend seeing the other two. Plot-wise, you don't need, like, there's no like returning characters, but it's just the universe of this virus. And now it's 28 years later.
Oh.
And it is scary, but it is also so beautiful.
Oh, really?
I cried. Like,
my boy Cillian Murphy in it?
No, he's not.
Oh, dang.
He is not.
What the fuck, man?
Are you going to see that new scary one? The Barbarian weapons? One?
Oh, of course. I just rewatched Barbarian because
I heard that. I think it was yesterday I saw it. It was like it still has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, what is it called?
Weapons.
Weapons.
It's made by the same people as Barbarian.
Yes. Yeah. And that guy, whoa, Zach Kroger, what's his last name? He's married to Sarah Paxton, who was Aquamarine.
Wow.
Damn.
And I'm like, I mean, Aquamarine, Sarah Paxton was like my childhood crush.
Yeah.
And then when I saw Barbarian, I'm like, who made this film? And then I see that, like, he's sassy, married to Sarah Paxton. I'm like, oh, good for him. This guy just is living his best life.
Did you like Barbarian?
Bitch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Barbarian. I remember loving it too. Because it's
so scary.
Hated it.
It's a masterclass in tension.
So scary. Too scary.
Oh, yeah. You watched it.
I can't.
Oh,
too
watch
scary.
Those
Even
things.
Though it's like the guy from The Office, I'm just like, this is not.
Who
from The Office?
Or not from The Office, from Dodgeball.
Who?
Justin Long.
Oh, Justin Long.
And I'm like trying to be like, no, this is funny. It's funny. Everything's fine.
He's
and I'm
like
just
a
like,
funny character, right? He gets like canceled. He's like a writer who gets canceled.
They try
right?
to make it funny, but I'm just petrified the whole fucking time. I hated it.
Wait, when we went to Utah last week, we got a rental car for the day and we were connecting the Bluetooth. There was a name on there and it said Justin Long. And I was like, I wonder if he drove this car.
You think?
Maybe. I almost tagged him.
Did you look at his Instagram to see if he was like
in
Utah?
Yeah, he literally never fucking posts. I also looked on Kate's. Doesn't post either.
Damn.
Who's Kate? His wife?
Kate's wife, yeah.
I saw them at a party a couple months ago. They look fantastic.
We'll see him again. Maybe ask. Well,
yeah. Be like, hey, were you in Utah recently?
Did you get a rental car in Utah?
Yeah. A Dodge Ram.
Okay. That would be you.
What year? Are
you? Get the fuck
color
off.
Color year.
Back up. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, Weapons, I hope it does well.
But you won't see it.
I don't think I would see it in theaters.
What's the plot? Like, do we know what the...
Classroom full of kids goes missing.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of scary shit happens.
Yes. I've seen this trailer much.
Yeah.
Times.
And this guy Alden that I know is in it. So I'm really hoping that it does well for him too.
Alden
Ehrenreich.
He was like in the Han Solo.
Oh, is that the person that you were talking about?
Yeah.
Alden.
He recommended the East of Eden follow up.
Eats of Eden. You know that is the name
East
of a restaurant in a place that the place that TJ's parents live is called Eden. There's a restaurant called Eats of Eden.
Brilliant.
Good for that. It's very funny.
Like, I don't know what I mean.
Guess where I'm eating this weekend? Casa Bonita.
No way.
I got reservations. I got reservations
like
at Casa Bonita.
Oh, because I remember you like had one and then it was like,
3 a.m. No.
It's at 4:45. And,
early bird special.
Yeah. For people who are not familiar with Casa Bonita is, I want to say it's Tex-Mex Mexican restaurant. It's like Rainforest Cafe, but like to the max. There's like cliff diving. There's cave adventures. And it was a restaurant that was like around for a couple of decades, but it was really struggling. South Park made a big bit about it. And then the South Park guys, Bat Stone and Trey Parker, you know, they are now nearly billionaires. They have so much like fuck you money. They decided to put $30 million.
Well, they didn't decide that. No. It wound up having to put that much money. I think they bought it for $6 million.
Okay.
And then I think they wanted to do $10 million. But then I think it was like $40 million.
Yes.
Wow.
At one point, they were going to back away because they were like, this is so beyond fucked.
There's like a documentary, a special about it. I need to watch
it's
it before.
Really, really good.
I need to remember that.
If you watch it, you'll learn everything about it. But there's a moment where they almost were like, we're out.
Oh.
And they were like $10 million in.
Well, I heard it's a great time.
It's
and
so
the reservations
fun.
Are so hard to get. Even on July 4th, like for, you know, an August 10th reservation, it was fully booked and I had text notifications and I kept missing them.
Oh.
So I made
this
sure my
here.
Phone like to alarm. It was the only number that like could go off regardless of do not disturb everything. And
that's so funny.
I fucking got the
hell yeah.
How many people?
Six.
That's a big reservation.
Yeah.
I forget. We talked about it the last time. Were you already planning on going? You're going to be there already?
Yes.
Because you've gotten reservations for like a Sunday.
Yes, I got that. But then I had another alert for the Saturday. So I got that.
Oh,
so
nice.
I'm pumped.
Oh my God. It's so fun.
We got to go to Rainforest Cafe.
We should. Where is the closest one?
Ontario.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just a running joke. We just say it every podcast. We need to go to Rainforest Cafe.
And I always tell you where it is.
I know, probably. It'd be funny if like our set was Rainforest Cafe for one episode.
Yum. Because you've never been, you said?
Yeah. I mean, I think I probably have when I was like little, but I just like don't remember.
I wonder if they still have it in Orlando.
I'm sure. That's like if it's close to like a big theme park, like a Disney World or something, like those definitely stay in business.
It's like Rainforest Cafe Orlando.
Like it feels like there should be one at like Universal.
Disneyland. Wasn't there one at Disneyland, but it's not there anymore?
Oh, but isn't Ontario right by it?
Sort of.
Okay. It's like just vacation-ish zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would always get the pizza. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so exciting. I'm so excited for you.
Are you going to make a video about it?
Probably.
Make a little TikTok.
Like the South Park audio.
Like Casa Bonita, you know, the Casa Bonita.
Oh,
that's
funny. Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah.
You're like, and here I'm going to this new restaurant called Casa Bonita. I'm getting their amazing spaghetti.
It's so fun.
I like that trend of like, I'm with these fat slobs and I'm going to pork down this fucking hole. Yeah. Like, where they like someone's
no
like,
coffin for me, please. Just wet mud. Yeah.
Who is that? Like, someone started that, or
it's
like, is that
from
a bit?
I Think You Should Leave sketch.
Okay.
That Tim Robbins is not in, but Vanessa Bayer from SNL is in.
Okay.
And it's just like girls are like trying to come up with captions for like an Instagram post. And
like, that's what it is.
Having brunch with these two idiots. Like, oh, that's cute. I like that. And she's like, what about this? And just reads this, like, terrible caption. That's did you see so friendship funny. At all with Tim Robbins
yes.
no. and Paul Rudd? It's, oh my God.
Masterpiece comedy,
I wanted
guys.
To. I meant
it's
to go see it.
Hilarious.
It's unbelievably good.
I know.
For
I
some people,
it's on
like,
TV now. I think
yeah, you should stream it.
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Oh, wait, Tim Robbins or Tim Robinson?
Robinson.
Robinson. Tim Robbins is from Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
Yeah. I sat across from him at El Coyote.
Who?
Tim.
Robbins or Robinson?
Robbins.
The funny guy? The funny guy or Shawshank guy?
The funny guy.
Okay, Robinson.
Yeah. He was with his family, and he was just wearing, like, a hockey jersey.
Of course.
And I just wanted to be like, you're so funny, King.
I don't really fuck with the show. Some of it's
I can
like,
take it in doses.
Yeah.
Agree.
Like, some stuff I can't handle.
But the movie, somehow, it just, his tone and the way that, which, by the way, do you know he didn't write that movie at all? It's not his writing, which is shocking, because, like, his tone and the way that he delivers it. So you saw the movie?
No.
Oh, my God, Aaron.
It's on my list.
Okay.
I have it.
It's
saving it for a hot day.
Okay.
Hot day.
And if anyone has not seen the new South Park episodes, must watch for every American. Have you seen
the one
new
last night?
I'm not like a South Park guy.
Hilarious. It doesn't matter.
It's so funny.
South Park, I haven't really watched since I was like a kid, but this season they just came back with this fucking heater of a first episode. I haven't seen the second one yet, but Jack Martin texted me this morning about it. You texted me about it or told me about it. Can't wait to
Very
watch
funny.
It. It's just like all about like Trump and stuff, but it's unbelievable what they're doing.
Smells like French fries.
I can smell that.
Yeah.
Ew, I just smelled the mic so hard I probably just got sick. I probably just inhaled a germ.
These are more clean mics.
Well, they're not the porn mics.
Are they still shooting orgies at our old set?
I'm sure.
Aaron,
there's no way that he's still involved. Do we think?
What do you mean still involved?
Let's see. What are they called again?
Because it got bought out by other people.
Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk. Let's just see their pod if they're like still in the same studio.
Oh God.
Pillow Honestly, probably. Talk.
It was cool that Happy Gilmore had podcasts in it too, like Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino and Hot Ones was in it. Like, I thought that was really cool.
You're not gonna mention the woman?
They're still at our
they're still
studio.
Doing it.
Still at our old stew.
Oh, so they're probably ripping.
I gotta check up on the OF.
Yeah, you
see
do.
What they're
no.
doing on over there. I'll send you guys some.
We should
new
watch
stuff.
Them on the way home.
Please do
I was
not.
Just Do you ever on your computer, it's like you're running out of storage or whatever, and it's like, here, delete some of the attachments in your text messages. And like the biggest files were literally like videos of the porn in the fucking podcast studio.
Yeah, you can go ahead and delete those.
Like, yeah, I was like, delete.
Imagine you like hired someone to like clean up your computer. I don't know,
yeah,
like, just
like,
to know
what
was going on. And they're like,
this?
Yeah, because you can't like click it and then it brings you to the text. It's just like you literally just... open it or you
Yikes.
Delete it.
Also, I guess, you know, Channel 5 News,
Oh, yes. Andrew Callahan.
He interviewed Hunter Biden. Apparently, it's amazing because he just talks about his crack and stuff.
I did watch that whole thing. It's like three hours. Okay. There's one where he's sitting outside with Hunter Biden. That's like a newer one that just dropped. But the first one that's like 3 hours. Hunter Biden, like there was edits or it was like Hunter Biden talks about crack the way Michael Jordan talks about basketball, like, because he would just like explain the difference between cocaine and crack. And
yeah,
does Hunter Biden look good or bad in it?
So good,
hot,
dude.
Oh. But Nolan said like, it's funny because he looks like young and like good, he's but like he sounds like Biden. Joe Biden.
He sounds like, his voice prime is Joe Biden. So the crack stuff, but he's like,
is he even Instagram?
I don't know. He's like totally sober now. He talks about like the laptop story and why it's like all fucking bullshit and like that, you know, why the Trump administration went after him and his dad was like this great guy and like what it was like growing up without, you know, where his brother died and his, you know, his dad being there for him when he was like going through these addictions.
And his mom died too.
Yeah.
Really sad stuff.
But he comes out looking like a fucking gangster. Just like the cool. They were like, why have we not heard about this guy for years?
He's just like so honest and just a
normal
person.
Was very refreshing to hear just like a Democrat who's like mad and
he's hot. He looks like Joe.
He sounds like Joe too.
Yeah.
They got the same veneers. I was going to say teeth. I was like, those are definitely
Hunter
veneers.
Hottie Biden.
Hunter's laptop.
That Hunter
Biden
really good.
For president 2020.
No way. We're not having Hunter Biden as
Why?
President. No.
What do you know about
way.
It?
I would vote for him.
No.
Why wouldn't you vote for him?
Because I know.
Because he's done cocaine? Well, then you can't be president either.
Oh, shit.
I don't want Hunter
Wait,
Biden.
Why? Did you see the interview?
I don't know anything about Hunter Biden.
I just feel like you've been watching Fox News or something. Like,
I've
what's,
seen like,
what's
videos of him like smoking crack and stuff and him like driving around, speeding around town.
Yeah,
like,
Vegas to
That
LA.
Was when he was like, in the throes of addiction.
Yes, I know.
He's clean
And I know
now.
People can like get clean, but like, sorry, that's a big job to have.
Watch the interview.
And
Obama
that's a
did
stressful
weed.
Job. Yeah. I don't think, I just think Hunter Biden needs to take it easy. And I don't that's think he needs to take on.
As evil as Trump is, it's He's so goddamn funny. Did you
I
see
know,
him
on
the roof?
The roof.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Peter.
Like, report just saw him walking around the roof of the
what
house.
What are you doing up
like,
there?
And he what just are you goes, doing up there?
He goes like this, figuring out more ways to spend my money. Hey, Peter. You're looking from up there. He's just being like a total goof. Ugh. He's obviously like the most evil piece of shit of all
Can
time.
Can I say something really?
Yeah. Problematic.
Like, well, no, it's like political. It's like nerdy, I guess. No, I don't know if it's nerdy, but the White House has spent... the White House is spending more money than France ever did before the revolution. Because like the whole French Revolution was because everyone became like class conscious and they're like, hey, fuck these people. Like we have nothing. And they're taking all this money and like buying all these things when like we have nothing. So they literally chop their heads off.
Yes.
but we've already spent more than at that time, which is so interesting. But maybe inflation.
No, Trump administration is spending more money than there's. Do you know that guy, Gary's Economics?
No.
The British guy. He's going kind of viral just about, he's like a young British guy who's a big trader and does these like content, but he was saying the French Revolution, they fucking cut their heads off with the guillotines, but the British
guillotines?
Guillotine?
Guillotine?
Guillotine.
There is a guillotine. There
it's
are
okay,
L's
reads.
In it.
He reads.
Okay.
Guillotine.
No one says guillotine.
Yeah, they do.
Everybody says guillotine, buddy.
Mike, I'm
going to
be 100% with you. That is how it's pronounced.
Guillotine. I've never heard
guillotine?
Anyone but you say guillotine.
Same, never.
There's a song by fucking
you and probably Leah Michelle.
She called me illiterate.
Yeah,
I don't. I mean, it's okay.
Okay, what were you gonna say though?
There's a song by Death Grips called.
It's okay.
I don't want to make
you. Well, so the French were just like, "Fuck you, let them eat cake." And the reason why they got their fucking heads cut off is because they were so brazen. Whereas the British was at least like investing in building museums and building things for like people to enjoy. So they didn't get their heads fucking
like,
cut off. But he's basically saying like the way the Trump administration is running and the way the billionaires are acting right now is like,
but America
they're
would
asking,
never do that,
they're asking for the guillotines. I mean, another CEO got shot in New York.
I know.
Really? Another one?
Although I think that
of
one of them,
what?
Like Blackstone or one of those.
Yes.
It was like a young woman who's like a mom and people are just like, shouldn't have been a fucking CEO then. Well, but I think it was more.
That's terrible to say.
I know.
No, that's.
It wasn't like the Luigi one, which. Yeah. Anyway.
That's like, I understand.
Free
like,
Luigi.
I understand the like health insurance.
I guess I don't.
Like,
to be fair, I don't know what Blackstone is.
It's like the company that's like buying up all the housing in America. So housing is
unaffordable.
I think
that's like. I feel like you were saying that was happening in Utah.
Yeah.
For some reason. I thought you said Blackstone. But that's like why TJ's parents were like, this is fucking annoying. Because they're like taking over everything.
Tim Apple also just gave Trump like a literal gold statue. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Tim
no,
Apple.
I don't know.
Tim Cook?
Yeah, but Trump calls him Tim Apple.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he does. I forgot.
You guys, I have to read this right now.
Okay.
I got a citizen alert.
Oh, here we
it
go.
It says, woman trapped inside machine, and it says she's wedged in the Chuck E. Cheese cash booth. Firefighters are trying to free her from her big. Hold on, is this real?
The cash booth or the ticket booth or what?
Oh, it's.
Is there video footage?
Yes. Oh, she's in here.
Well, show me. Is it the ticket muncher?
I think
it,
I don't. Yeah, Matt will
know. I know the ticket muncher, but they don't do. I thought they don't do tickets anymore. Oh, she's in like the one where you go in and they blow a bunch of tickets and you got to catch them.
Maybe it got locked.
Yeah, maybe it got locked. Oh my gosh, the whole fire department is there. That is crazy.
Oh my God, I panic.
Could you imagine?
Did you see though? Chucky got arrested.
Yes.
Why?
A guy working at Chuck E. Cheese stole someone's credit card, debit card, or something, and there was a birthday party there. And I don't know if the theft happened during the party, but they like confronted him and arrested him in his whole Chuck E. suit. Brought him. What's crazy? Brought him outside, still with the helmet on, and then they take it off.
How would they even know it's him?
Well, I think the manager was like, "That's him in it," and then I think they didn't want to ruin the magic for the children.
But he's handcuffed behind his back, being like perp walked out of the Chuck E. Cheese, and then there's like a footage of like while he's arrested, they pull the fucking head off of this guy.
But I'm concerned: did he go to jail in the Chuck E. suit? Because we need to keep the Chuck E. suit at Chuck E. Cheese's because we got more parties and shows to do during the day.
I'm sure they have more than one suit.
No,
right?
They don't.
They don't?
This one.
What state was this?
Texas, I think, maybe, or Florida.
That is
maybe
so
Texas,
funny. I feel like
maybe
that's
Georgia.
Probably the best way to steal is be one of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It wasn't
be
me.
One of those caricatures.
It was Matt during his shift.
Like, no one can see your face. Like, yeah. It's kind of perfect, to be honest.
God,
I saw Barney
so
when I was little with my, he like took his hat off and was smoking a cigarette, and I was like, oh, Barney.
Do you get those compilations where people are in their things and some will put fart spray in their costume? It's just like these like cut compilations of like it'll be one of those inflatable suits where there's like a fan to keep it inflated and people like will spray a fart spray and you just see them trying to get out.
That's terrible.
Well, it'll be like a Pikachu or like a thing. I cry laughing at those.
Feeds, my king.
I guess so. All right. Well, that was a good little summer episode.
That poor rat.
Thank you guys so much for listening or watching this episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a like, please leave us a comment, or please leave us a review on any of the listening apps that are out there where you listen to this podcast. If you haven't known this already, we have a Patreon with really great videos and bonus content. So be sure to check that out. Thank you guys so much. Hopefully, and I know that you are having a great, great summer. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Toodles.